Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Sunday the 10th of January. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning in the news this morning. We'll keep you up to speed with the test match between Australia and India. And we also have had two games in the Super Smash yesterday between the Wellington and Northern, with both the Spirits and Blaze taking on each other, as well as the Firebirds and the Knights. We've had the Black Caps schedule for the year, how it's expected to pan out, announced. Results in the NBA, the ANBL has had to postpone more games. We've got results in the A-League as the Phoenix were in action yesterday. And also we have the Nelson Super Slam in the beach of volleyball to bring up all the action on day one in that one as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Thank you all for joining. Don't forget, we come to you live at 7 a.m. every single morning on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. Also, you can listen to us as a podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places. So heading over to, let's talk about the Nelson Super Slam, which is the round one of the New Zealand Beach Volleyball series. Or to give it its full title, the GJ Gardner series. And in that, in the women's side, the number one seeds, Tilly and Pooley, who made it through to the semi-finals, where they'll take on Hannah and Van Oort, who are the number six seeds in that one. Tilly and Pooley got so through in straight sets in the first game, 21-11, 21-11, and again straight sets in their quarterfinals, 21-11 and 21-9. On the other side of the draw, there's number two seeds, Zimmerman and McDonald, also made it through to the semifinals, where they'll take on Ishley and Lindsay Brown, who are the number five seeds. Again, they cruised through their first game, 21-6, 21-19, a close second set there in that one. And their quarterfinal was 21-10, 21-9. To see them through. So both the top seeds looking good on the women's side of things. You can get, if you're on our Facebook page, you'll see we had post game interviews with Tilly, Pooley and McDonald from one of the their last tournament just before Christmas down at Mount Maunganui. You can check that out. On the men's side of things, again, the first seeds and second seeds both got through to the semi-finals comfortably. Watson and Timber will face Arnold and Hulson. That's who they faced in the opening round as well, with this double elimination system that they have in the beach volleyball. In that one, they won that 21-8, 21-9. So let's say they're favourites to make the final. Their quarterfinal to win 21-17, 21-15. Hartles and Nicklin, also the number two seeds, have also made it to the semifinals. They'll play Placid and Clean Thomas, the number four seeds. Hartles and Nickel, again, came through in straight sets in their first game, 21-17, 21-12, 21-17, 21-12. In their semi-final, quarter-final as well. Semi-finals and finals will be today down there in Nelson. So head on down to the beach and check out all of the action from that one. I'll be trying to get to future events of the beach tour as it goes around the country. In the NBA, I've gone and lost my tab. There we go. And the Phoenix played the Charlotte Hornets yesterday. I said that the Phoenix went into this, sorry, the Pelicans went into this as favourites, but they came up short, 110 to 118. Really, the whole Hornets really took control of this game in the second half, winning the third quarter 28-35 and the fourth quarter 23-36. So some real good scoring from then from the Hornets in that second half, being led by Gordon Hayward with 26 points and Miles Bridges, who came off the bench for 20 points as well in that one. A double-double for Milo, for Miller Ball off the bench, 10 rebounds and 12 points for him. Stephen Adams got 13 points, but the team was led by Zion Williamson this time with 26 points in this one, but not enough for the Pelicans in that one. The Pelicans will next be up on tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Sorry. Anyway, we'll figure out when they're next up and come back to you with that one. It looks like they've got a couple of days off after having played pretty much every other day for the past for the past week. And no doubt they do need a bit of a rest. So it looks like a Thursday, they'll be taking on the Clippers. That game will be at 4 p.m. If I spot they've had a game before then, we will bring you up to speed with that one. Moving on then to the ANBL. Yeah, they've had to reschedule some of their games straight away. It's only a couple of days ago that they actually announced a new start to the league. Unfortunately, though, the opening game between the Breakers and the Wildcats has had to be postponed as the Wildcats have got stuck in Queensland and can't return to Western Australia. Hopefully, they will be able to get an exemption. They've been playing pre-season games up there. That means that the Breakers opening game looks like it's going to be on the 20th of January against the 36ers in Adelaide. It means that all of the opening round games will be either in Queensland or South Australia now. It starts on Friday the 15th with the Adelaide 36ers hosting Melbourne United in that. Moving on to the A-League, yesterday, the Wellington Phoenix were dominating MacArthur FC, but weren't really getting the scores on the boards and were 1-0 up until they picked up a red card, a controversial one as the player was falling, did he have really control when that happened? That meant MacArthur FC managed to get a equaliser pretty soon after that, but were unable to push on and get the win. So it was a 1-1 draw between MacArthur FC and Wellington Phoenix. Wellington Phoenix now have started with a loss and a draw in the season. Today, we will have all of the games that were due today in the A-League have now been postponed. No more games this weekend in the A-League. Over here in New Zealand, though, the ISPS Handa Men's Premiership is back underway after its Christmas break. Yesterday saw Wellington Phoenix draw with Canterbury United 1-0 in this one. And we have three more games today. Hamilton Wanderers will take on Wellington. Eastern Suburbs will take on Hawke's Bay United. And Waitakere United will take on Auckland City. Team Wellington currently top the table with 12 points. Just have Eastern Suburbs and Hamilton Wanderers, who are both on 11. So all tight in the men's premiership here in New Zealand. Moving on then to the cricket. In the test match yesterday, India looked like they were going to go well until Cummings really caused them all sorts of problems. And India got bowled out for 244 in their first innings, meaning that they were just under 100 runs behind Australia, who scored 338 in their first innings. Gill and Pararajan at the top of the order both scored half centuries, both scored 50. A number of other batsmen then got in. Rahane with 22, Pant with 36, Jadeja 28, but none of them went on to score that big score. Pat Cummings got four wickets and a couple of runouts didn't help their cause at all. In response for Australia in their second innings, Warner and Bukowski both went relatively cheaply for 13 and 10. But Lower Shank and Steve Smith are now in there on 47 and 29 and not out at the end of play. And if you think that in the first innings, those two scored 91 and 131, the next wicket or the next stand is going to be key for this test match. Australia now lead by 197 runs at the end of day three in that one with eight wickets remaining in their second innings. Over in the Super Smash, we had two games yesterday. Let's say in the first one, Northern Spirit took on Wellington Blaze. Northern Spirit went into bat first and scored 100 in their 20 overs for the loss of eight wickets. Richardson with 30 led the way for them until she was run out. On the bowling front, Kasprick with four wickets was the leading bowler. Wellington Blaze in response chased down that target with three overs to spare. A number of their batsmen got into their 20s and just kept... Well, if they lost a few wickets, they with Boucher taking three, they always looked to have that one in hand there. So a good win for the Blaze. On the men's side of things, the Wellington Firebirds took on the Northern Knights. The Firebirds went into bat and put on 185 in their 20 overs for the loss of seven wickets. Allen at the top of the order with 75 off just 39 balls, led the way for them. And an opening stand of 117 off the first 10 overs really set them on their way. Northern Knights all never really looked like challenging that total. Seifert scored 53 off 41 balls, and Raval stuck around with got 10 off 11. But no other batsman made it into double figures, as they were all bowled out for 105 off just 15.2 overs. Bracewell led the way with four wickets, another three for Neesham and a couple for Bennett. And Ravindra also picked up one to win that game rather comfortably for the Wellington Firebirds. Today, we'll see the Canterbury Magicians take on the Central Hinds and the Canterbury Kings take on the Central Stags. In that one, in games today, the Central Hinds looking for their first win of the season. At bottom of the table, as the Wellington Blaze went top with their win yesterday. The Wellington Firebirds versus Central Stags sees number one versus number two in Central Stags versus Canterbury Kings sees number two take on number three in the table. Should be a cracker. Canterbury Kings have got two wins from their two games so far, so we'll go in as favourites, you'd think, in that one. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. I hope you have hope you're having a wonderful weekend this today. I'm going to be up in Auckland watching some of the Auckland Club 20 T20 cricket, and we're putting up some interviews on our Facebook page, so check those out. And also some probably on the Swinging from the Hip Facebook group. So check those out today. And hope you all have a wonderful weekend.